It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Breakups are always hard. Whether you're the person getting broken up with or you're the person doing the breakup, it's never really easy on anybody. The only way a breakup is ever easy is if you're the person that gets to listen to it happen on a radio segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. That's the only time a breakup is ever easy. And luckily for us, we get to do that right now because Gina is on the phone and Gina wants to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call to her son's girlfriend, Amanda. Yes. She says that her son can't seem to break up with Amanda, and she's going to do it for him. She's going to call Amanda and tell Amanda that she's not dating her son anymore. All right, Gina, are you about ready to make your call?
Hold on. I thought you said you had advice for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do. I think if I could give you any advice, it would be to let her know this is also coming from your son. It's not just you saying, don't date my son anymore. Your son has shared with you that he doesn't want to be with her, right?
Yes.
And he asked you for advice on how to break up with her.
Correct.
Well, maybe you just go over all of your son's bad qualities and convince her that she's the one that actually doesn't want to be with your son instead.
I mean, I could, but he doesn't have any.
Of course, he doesn't, Mom.
Right, of course he doesn't.
Right, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, I think just let her know that it's not just a mom saying, don't date my son. It's saying, my son doesn't want to date you, and I'm breaking up with you on his behalf.
And
make sure that's clear, I think. I mean, there's really no good way to have the conversation.
And he's tried before, so.
Yes, he has. That's why I'm doing it now. He can't do it right.
Okay. Well, now you can show him how to do it right, all right?
All right.
Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number and let you do your thing.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, it's Gina, Michael's mom.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
The reason I'm giving you a call is you and Michael fight a lot, you know? You guys have a lot of money problems. You don't see eye to eye. You guys have been breaking up on and off. And, you know, I really just don't think this is working out with the two of you.
I'm not quite getting why you're calling. What is going on? Like, what? I don't get it.
I know. Well, I know that Michael has tried before to break
tried
up with you.
Tried before what?
To
break
up
with me?
You. A few times, yes. I know you guys have been on and off, and, I mean, obviously you have a hard time listening, so I can understand why you guys don't get along very well.
Excuse me?
I'm calling on his behalf, actually. Maybe this you can understand.
Oh.
He doesn't want to be with you anymore. And
okay. So you're calling to break us up?
Yes, I am, actually. You know, I'm
Does
doing
he
it
know
for Michael.
You're calling me?
Yes, he does. He actually asked me if I would help him out. You've never been able to be too successful because it seems like somehow you snake your way back in.
I'm sorry, but you cannot make that decision for him.
Yes, I can. He told me this is what he wanted, so this is what is going to happen. He is an adult man, and he knows what he wants.
He's an adult man, and mommy's calling me. Go figure. How is that possible?
No, listen, I'm doing this for him because somehow...
How are you making him into a man?
Lawn.
The man can't even wash his own laundry.
He actually does, okay?
Oh,
he does?
He does
everything. He cooks. He does his laundry. So you really don't know very much about my son.
Okay.
Obviously. Maybe. You
okay, well, that's
guys,
not what he tells
not
me.
My son. No, my son is great. And you know what? Mm-hmm. He just wants nothing to do with you. He is way too good for you. He's a great person. Maybe get a job. Buy your own clothes.
My own? Yeah. Listen, you're raising a wimp for a son.
I raised
No, the problem is with you
man.
Is you're one of those moms. You don't want to see your kid with no one because no one can have your son but you.
No,
you know
that's
what? That's pretty
true.
Sad, lady.
That
Get
is
your
not
own life.
True. No, that is not true.
Okay, and that's why you're calling for him when you should, buy, as a parent, say, you know what, honey? This is your responsibility. You do it. Your son is 100% mama's boy.
No.
And you just need to cut the cord.
He is not a mama's boy. He's a mama's joy.
Oh, dear God, lady, please.
You shut your mouth. I see you staring at his older brother. You are a Medusa.
What?
I don't
even know what that
happened.
Means.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Amanda? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, Amanda. Amanda.
How did you get on the phone?
We've been here the whole time, just hanging out.
Why are you on the phone?
All good questions. Very good. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
we do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you want to have a difficult conversation with someone, you can email us and we'll give you some advice as long as you call that person on the air. And Gina wanted to call you today to break up with you for her son.
So she put it on the air for everyone to see what a baby her son is that he couldn't do it for himself?
Oh, pretty much.
Okay. All right.
Really? I mean, you got to call somebody else to hold your hand to break up?
My son is an amazing young man, and you're being nothing but a...
Well, you just made your son look like a jerk to everybody on the radio.
You're showing your true colors to everybody on the radio.
No, I think you are, because no one's going to want to date your son because they know what a psycho mom you are.
And they're going to know what a user you are. My son is amazing. He works hard. He goes.
There's two sides to every story, mother dear. You just need to cut the cord and, you know what, stop living in your kid's friggin' life. Get your own.
Listen, I am your elder, and you will respect me. You do not talk to me that way, okay?
You can't tell me what to do. You can't run me like you're trying to run your son. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Interrupt, Gina. Like, you're asking for this by even making this call. Like, what did you think she was going to do? You think Amanda was just going to say, oh, okay, you're right. I won't date your son anymore.
No, she thought I was going to be like her son and say, okay, Mommy, I'll stop. Really?
Oh my gosh. But the bottom line here is that my son does not want you. I do not want you. Nobody wants you. So,
lady? The problem with you is you don't want anybody to want to be with your son. You want your kids for yourself. And that's really selfish and sad. It's really sad.
I want my son to be with somebody that he deserves.
And well, it sure in hell ain't you.
Whoa. So, wait, Amanda, are you, like, cool with breaking up with her son?
No, I'm going to make sure that me and your son have the best relationship, and I'm going to make your life miserable. I can't wait to see you at all the holidays. I'll make sure I sit right next to you, and then I can't wait for you to be at the wedding. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You know, she does have a good point, Gina. I mean, you do always end up marrying your mother, right?
God. It's not going to happen. He doesn't want
Don't try calling Michael tonight, because we'll be probably going out to dinner or something, okay?
I already have plans with Michael.
Oh, I'm sure they'll change. And then again, you know what? Thanks for dinner, because maybe he'll buy. Thanks.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't want to be with you. You're not going to dinner. You're not having holidays. And there will definitely not be a wedding.
Okay. Okay, Ma. Okay.
I've got a good idea. Hey, how about this? You guys get in the ring together, fight it out, just a couple rounds, and the winner gets your son, Gina.
Yeah. I wouldn't waste my time, because I'd still win. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, because I would win. That's why.
Oh,
okay, so now I think it has to happen. How about it, you guys? Let's set it up. You guys fight each other for Michael. Would you do it?
Pay-per-view of the century.
You guys, this is awful.
Sure, absolutely.
I would love it. I would love it.
Really?
Oh,
no!
We all realize that Michael's a victim in all of this, right? Just like
in my day. I'll meet you at the school at the basketball court, honey. I'm sure you know where that is.
Yeah, I'll bring your wheelchair and your oxygen tank, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Sounds like we got a fight. I love it.
Yes.